Well, good morning to you on this day that the Lord has made. I want to welcome you here to Daily Inspiration with Fountain of Life Ministries. My name is Jody, and I would like to continue to share with you on some things that we've been looking at this week. We have been looking at some light that God has given to the world, that light which God gives also to those that follow Him and seek Him. And I'd like to just kind of look at a few things here of a disciple of Jesus. Now, a disciple is simply a student, one that is learning discipline, one that is being taught. And you and I can be disciples of Christ when He is our teacher, when we're following Him. And, you know, I believe that most people in the world today are disciples of somebody. And I believe we have a choice. We can be a disciple of whoever we admire, whoever we think has good teaching, or whoever we put in a high, who we would esteem highly. And I think a real key for us is to focus in on, you know, let's be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, we look at His teachings and the words He spoke. We examine those things, and we follow Christ and His example. Makes us disciples. And I'd like to just read a couple of different passages with you this morning. I'm going to be reading from the book of John, chapter 12. And I'd just like to read some of the words of Christ here. And then we can discuss some of that. But I'm going to begin reading in verse 23. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. And, I want to just take a look here. Jesus is, again, he's referring to himself as this light that shineth in the darkness, the light that has come into the world, and he's encouraging us to walk in the light. Remember, we talked about light being, it exposes and reveals things to us. And the truth of God's Word is here in the Bible. And God gives us light as we follow Christ, that we seek after Him. And you notice here that Jesus was saying that the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And then He says, I'm telling you, truly, He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And we can see that in the planting of seeds, and we see that here's a little seed we put into the ground. The seed dies, and God does a miracle, and He makes that seed to bring forth a little shoot, and it comes up, and if it's taken care of, there's much fruit that comes from that one little seed. And it's quite an amazing thing, and it's a law and a principle that God has given and made for us here on this earth to sustain us, and it's His mercy and His grace to us. And that seed dies, and because of that, there is a great harvest that comes later. And He's comparing His life even here in this, what He's saying, and He gives us also the information about, in verse 25 it says, "He that loveth life, his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." And we see that principle working in the life of man as we seek to do God's will and let our will die. If we let our flesh die, Jesus said there's going to be fruit that comes of that. And He's saying that even the Son of Man has come, that's Jesus, He came, and His hour was come for Him to glorify God, and He'd be glorified as well. And that was, He would be lifted up on the cross, and He was going to die. And because of that, there was much fruit born. Many people have come to God through Christ Jesus. He came, He died, He was buried, and God raised Him up on the third day, and He's alive forevermore. And we're encouraged here to lose our lives for His sake, as we are His disciple. We walk after Him and His ways. We follow His ways. And we see that there is life and light. I'd like to read also from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll see a little bit more about some of this. It says, "Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling," let me get my page turned here, "nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you." You see, here again is that principle. Here is the Apostle Paul, and he is saying that they're always carrying about, they're always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus might be manifest in our body. It's that same principle, dying to self, having life in God, and that God brings that life through Christ. And we also read about the light here again, the light of the gospel of Christ. And he's saying, we don't preach ourselves, but we're preaching Christ, the Lord, and ourselves the servants for Jesus' sake. And then he says in verse 6 here, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give light, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The same one who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he's saying, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God is looking for those that are going to seek Him, those that are willing to pursue after Him. And when that takes place, I believe there's a transformation that takes place. God gives us light to be lights in this world. It's the light of Christ. It's the light, same one who made the light to shine out of darkness. He's looking for lights. He wants His people to be ambassadors, representatives of another country, another kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. It's the kingdom that will abide forever. The one we see around us is temporal. These things will pass away, the Bible says. But there is a kingdom that is eternal. It will not ever fade away. And we are to be ambassadors. We're to represent that country here and to point people to God through Jesus Christ the Lord. I want to encourage you today to seek the Lord with your heart, all your heart, that you'd be able to knock and keep on knocking, seek and keep on seeking, ask and keep on asking, as we've talked about, and be persistent. And I believe you'll find a blessing as you follow after God, as you look for Him. You will find Him when you seek for Him with all of your heart. So I want to encourage you to do that. And we need to encourage one another to do that, because sometimes we do get discouraged. Sometimes we fail. But let's keep on pressing on and seek after God with all of our hearts, and let His light shine in us, that people may see Christ Jesus. May that be a challenge for you today, and may you be encouraged to follow hard after the Lord. May God bless you today. Thank you.